Ooh, I like your nails.
Well, thank you, babies. They're glue-ons.
I know, but they're a great shape, and I love that it's a red glitter French tip.
I'm glad you like them and that you're making me feel better about them, because I didn't realize until I put them on that they remind me of Christmas, which is my least favorite holiday.
I will be honest, on another body, sure.
Okay, but for me, is it blood? Yeah, is it like blood
goth
vibes?
Yeah, it's goth, super goth. Glitter goth. It looks like you were just stabbing people with your fingernails.
Perfect.
Just like a quarter inch.
Just like, you know what I mean?
Just a little. Who are you?
Oh, shit. I'm Andy with the bloody nails. You know? Who are you?
I'm Iana with the half the makeup on my nose gone because I snapped myself in the face with my headphones.
So we were gifted new headphones, which is like lovely.
We love you so much. Thank you.
We can't accept any gift without some sort of karmic.
We have to hurt ourselves. Yeah. We have to do penance. We come from Catholic backgrounds.
Yes.
So we must injure our physical being.
Correct. So Iana went to put the headset on, slipped one out of her hand, cracked her nose with it, and has no face on it.
It's not a good look, guys. And this is where we hesitate to turn a camera on.
Yeah.
But it's not cute.
Although I do have to say, your first comment after you hit yourself in the face was, we need to get cameras.
Well, just because I love watching people get hurt.
I know.
I just think like,
I don't like watching you get hurt, though. I hugged you. I literally got up and hugged you immediately.
It's true.
Anyone else, except for like you and China and my family.
It's same,
much.
But like when we get hurt, like dumb hurt, like our little silly hurts, it's funny. And I will watch those videos on the internet when I need a decompression.
Yeah. Right.
You know, where once upon a time we were Rotten.com girls. Now.
Not by choice.
Well, a little bit sometimes. But now we are
like funny.
Slippery driveway.
TikTok
home security
cam.
Yeah. Baby, I follow an account called Kids Getting Hurt.
No.
No, it's really funny. And one of the reasons I'm okay with following it, because, you know, karmically I have to check myself. Is there's like a note in the channel that all the videos are submitted by the parents.
Oh, okay, well, that's
so good. It's not just people laughing at kids getting busted. It's parents laughing at kids getting busted.
Their own kids.
I can get behind that.
Okay.
You're allowed.
Fair.
It also means that every kid has been like validated as okay from the injury.
They're alive. You know because sometimes I watch some of these videos, people being hurt, and I'm like, did they live?
Those ones I do
they
not
make
enjoy.
Me stressed.
That is not, I know our girl China do be liking to watch a car accident and a train accident.
China
video.
Likes a car accident or
she
too.
She loves it.
I
She's
will
got
say,
a little crash fetish.
One thing China did wear off on me
is
I'm obsessed with watching roller coaster accidents now.
Dude, you ride roller coasters
like a lot, and you know what, this is really fucked up. This actually leads me right into my story.
China, I'm gonna have
my
words.
Algorithm, me and China had a couple words this weekend, and now my algorithm is entirely motorcycle crashes,
bitch.
Like all it is motorcycle crashes, which leads me into my story this week. By the way, this is Queens of NC-17.
Oh yeah, I mean, we said our names, but we didn't get to that part.
This Saturday I looked at motorcycles with China.
Okay.
And I am buying a motorcycle.
Oh my goodness.
It's happening, you guys.
I'm excited. What did you look at?
So I'm looking at the MT-03, which is I'll show you a photo because it's highly sexual.
Like? Yeah, it's
China, real. I'll show you the one that she likes as well, but China thinks she's going to give it a year before she gets
respect.
One.
Respect, I like
which
that.
Which is fine. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm going to be going. You guys remember when my gas lines went in the house? So I'm on a 15-year fucking financing for that. And obviously, I shouldn't be doing this. Like, I understand that financially, I should not be buying a motorcycle. However,
I'm not the one who's going to tell you that.
My mom was like, just give it a few years. And I was like, yeah, then I'm going to be 40 buying my first motorcycle. Like, I just feel like by that age, I'll probably be selling
it.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I have this now. Also, my thought process is scooter's pretty dangerous. Not going to lie to you. The tires are extremely small.
Yes.
God forbid there's a hint of wet on the ground.
Well, you know what? Pennsylvania, specifically Pittsburgh, is well documented for having is really good infrastructure, very good roads, no potholes, very few sinkholes.
That's what I'm saying.
And in general, very tolerant traffic to bikes and motorcycles.
It's matte black.
Okay, I like the matte black.
I can put my feet flat on the ground while I'm on it, which
short,
is super
huh?
important. Yeah, the seat, I think, is 30 inches high.
That's really surprising because usually those ones are taller.
You would think. No, that is like, so the MT-03.
She's so pointy.
She's so pointy, girl.
Which I wasn't expecting. I thought you were going to show me like a Honda Rebel
okay,
kind
so
of thing.
What China wants is a genuine 400, right? And that looks a lot more like Harley Davidson-esque. This is a picture of it. So China and I went and visited
That's
both.
Exactly what you visited them like you're gonna
we literally went and visited
like
them and I couldn't with the genuine
you went to a motorcycle
we
farm.
Went to two we went to two different motorcycle farms
yes
and this one I couldn't put my feet on the ground. I was on my I mean when I say tiptoes bitch I was joking on the way out that I was gonna need to get fucking heels like motorcycle
is
heels.
China that much longer than you. So China, the legs?
This is crazy. She's an inch shorter than me, but her feet, she was able to be on the balls of her feet on that. And I said to her,
this is why I don't trust math.
Although she's an inch shorter than me, I think her legs are longer. Legs, her length is in her leg. My length is in my torso. How funny
bitch.
Is that? So
that's funny. So it's gonna have to be two kids in a trench coat. It's the only option.
Because I was like, I was devastated because I wanted us both to get the same motorcycle.
I mean, that is very sexy. But no, I like this better, actually.
Do you?
I do, because I think while we are
the same
absurd carbon copies of each other in yeah. most ways, which is just like we've been together for a long time.
I know.
If we were like a heterosexual couple living together,
yeah.
we would look way more alike than we do.
It's true. Yeah.
I think so it's true. Only because we don't fuck.
Right.
That we still
that
have
kept our individuality to a degree.
Our separate personas.
Yeah. Yeah. So this motorcycle.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I love her.
Sure.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, my dad's going to fucking kill me. That was my first thought. Because
sure.
it looks like a really fast motorcycle. Now, the reason why I picked this one is it's only 321cc.
Interesting.
Which is interesting. And what else is interesting is the one China likes is 400. However, China's max is out at 80. The one I'm looking at max is out at 110. So I'm not sure how mine has lower CC, but goes that much faster. I don't know. I don't know enough about motorcycles to know. However, yeah. I don't want to go 110.
Yeah, I don't want you to go 110.
I just want to be able to go on the highway. So that's yeah. what I mean. I wanted the one China wanted, sure. but they didn't have two in stock. And
they didn't have it in your color or size.
They didn't have it in my color or size. And obviously my feet didn't touch the ground.
Seems
so that
important.
Seems important. To, yeah. So this one I fit on, I was like, my dad's going to fucking kill me because the look of it looks fast.
It does.
Even though it's a low CC, because my dad was like, when I told him about my scooter being 125, he was like, mine was 1,500. And I was like,
you were like, well, mine's 5 billion. What is this, a playground?
It's just funny because, like, even though this one's only 320 cc's, he's gonna fucking kill. Just the look of it, he's gonna fucking kill me.
Okay,
dude.
First and foremost, yes. Second, yeah. he's not gonna be able to catch you. Third,
it's true.
You have to get a new helmet.
I have to. I'm gonna get a whole head helmet. Uh-huh. I'm gonna get a whole head helmet. Yeah. I'm gonna actually get leather. Like,
I'm a little bit horny about this for you.
I'm so excited. I mean, so I'm taking the motorcycle safety course on May 25th and 26th to learn how to operate a clutch.
Absolutely.
In the gears.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to buy it. As long as I have the hand-foot coordination. I want to take the class first to make sure I'll be able to do it. And then once I know I'll be able to do it, I'm also going to get my license at the end of that class as long as I pass. Then I'll have my license. I'll know how to use a clutch. And I'm going to go pick that bitch up and I'm going to take her on Route 28.
Okay. I'm so into it.
You could do the same, girl. You want to book the motorcycle training with us?
Bro, I got to buy a house.
You
homie.
Do have to buy a house. I mean, I'm making an irresponsible financial decision.
No,
guys
disagree.
Don't have to.
Disagree. You already own your house. You were very smart. And when you got your house, you did not share that financial responsibility with anybody else, which has been a burden to you.
Yes.
However, you are independent in
that
space.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Now I am in a position where I have to refinance my home so that I can buy my former partner out of the house.
Yikes.
And that means I lose the interest rate of 12 years ago when I bought my house.
Yeah, that's
so
rough.
I either have to refinance my house. And also, this is boring as fuck, y'all, but you're just here listening to me and Andy talk to each other. So it is what it is. And if you guys have any suggestions that are smarter than what I'm talking about, you're allowed to tell me that I don't know enough about this. But my situation is that I need to buy my partner out for the value of my home, my current market value.
Right. So
which
let's
is
say
3.5 times what I paid for.
Let's say Anna and Max bought it for.
We bought it for
25.
80. Right? We bought it for 80.
And now it's worth whatever.
It's 180.
So yeah, that's going
to
be rough.
So to be fair to him, he deserves half of that market value. And just because I'm not moving shouldn't burden him.
I get
so
that.
So I need to give him his half, whatever that is after taxes and everything.
Well, I know you would never get on the back of a motorcycle.
Never. Literally never.
Are you
I'll take
sure?
a picture on it with you. But no, I cannot. I will fucking die. It is the same sensation of when I was on a horse.
Oh,
I can't.
You're
I
like
want
New
to
York.
Die.
You're like New York from Flavor of Love.
In so many ways. But I just genuinely, it is a sensation that feels so bad to me. And I never enjoyed it. I have horror memories of being on the back of my father's
bike.
Will
you ride mine? Like in a parking lot?
Yeah, I would ride it.
Do you know
I would
how,
ride it.
Your car is manual.
Yes.
So you already understand that system
and
to
I
a degree.
Do very much like I enjoy riding a motorcycle. Yeah. I enjoy riding a scooter. I have done those things in the past. I liked it. I just then had a baby.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, I can't put a fucking baby on
can't
this
put a
thing.
Baby on it.
Yeah, if they had a baby sidecar,
maybe. If you like
maybe.
It, then you should have put a baby on it.
Ew. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard. If you like it, then you should have put a sidecar on it.
There you go. There you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, I didn't mean to gross you out.
No, sorry, just babies.
I
just,
know. They're so like, cool. I didn't mean it in a weird way. It's about, like, put a baby on the back.
No. I get it. But he's 18 now, yeah. So I don't have to worry about that right. anymore. He can drive me around.
That's true.
Which is way cooler. And, yeah, I love a motorcycle. I think for you, I think it is also really perfect because you use it in a really, like, sensible way.
I'm not going to go flying all over the place. And like, all the videos I've been seeing, people, like, lane splitting and zipping through cars going 200 miles per hour. Like, I'm never going to be that person. But I got stuck on my scooter once on a highway.
Yeah.
Because I had to. And it was a little bit uphill, which, as you guys who have ever had a scooter know, they don't like that.
Yeah.
So I was stuck going 50.
Yeah.
And cars were just flying past me, flicking me off. I was literally holding my head down in shame.
Just trying to go.
Just being like, go around.
I'm sorry.
And it was so scary.
Yeah.
And the tires are so small.
No, you're right.
That I'm like, this is going to be a safer bet because if I get pushed onto, hey, what if I want to take a long distance trip? Like, the scooter isn't going to be fucking reliable enough to do that. You know what I mean? So I just, all around, I think it's going to be a good investment.
I will never.
I don't think it's going to get me a boyfriend or anything, but you never know.
You don't know.
Honestly, he is my new boyfriend. My new boyfriend.
I think we need to get you some holographic trim.
Oh yeah,
just so you're extra visible.
Yeah, we need to get like a holographic Queens thing on it or something.
I can picture your helmet already and your leather jacket. I'm excited for all of this. I think I will never, ever, ever be the friend that tells you to do the responsible thing.
Thank you.
Life is fucking short. That is not
what I
my
mean.
Job
That's what
here.
I'm saying. Like, honestly, like I said, by the time I'm 40, 45, I'll probably sell it.
You?
Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to do this for fun for a while. It's the only thing that really makes me super happy is riding on two wheels. I'm just going to do it.
You are making financial sacrifices in other parts of your life so that you can reappropriate that money towards this. I say fucking do it. Life is short, man. We spend so much time and energy working for other people. We spend so much time just like paying bills and fixing
that's
broken
what I mean.
Shit. Like life is too
you
short.
Find something that makes you happy.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
That's where I'm at with it. Yeah.
100.
Like people, I know it's dangerous. You know, I
everything's
do.
Dangerous.
I know it's dangerous.
You know what else is dangerous? Driving in fucking traffic in this town, period.
That's what I mean.
Like, it's not,
is what it is.
It's
it
not
is
more dangerous than riding a bicycle in this town.
Correct. I do not have a death wish and I'm not going to ride like an idiot, but I am telling you the Yamaha MT-03 is mine. It is going to show me special things.
I trust
we're gonna
you
go
more
special
than anybody.
Places. You think?
Yeah,
I don't have a death wish, dude. Trust me.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I really don't, because I think everyone thinks I'm going to get this and just. And the thing is I historically have been a very dangerous person, but in the last 10 years, I don't think I have.
I was
going
to say for most of our friendship, you've been incredibly responsible.
Well, thank you.
You've been the more mature one in many settings. Like,
sometimes.
Even though I'm older than you, because you just were always the one who like wanted to buckle down and be responsible.
Sometimes that's a trauma. Response.
I understand.
But I think like my mom, my dad especially, they're thinking of me as reckless drug addict alcoholic,
you know what?
19-year-old, and they're like, so
they
you know what I mean? They
got to
get over it. I'm not even going
to
tell my dad. I'm just going to show up with it. That's what I decided.
Hot. I like it. I fucking respect that
shit. I'm just going to show up with it. So what happened to you this week?
Well, speaking of disappointing parents.
It's all we do.
Anybody got a parent they want to
disappoint? This is a very overall parent disappointment episode, even with the movie. So go for it, girl.
Yeah. Also, Tony, how's it going? How are things?
Little,
just want to check in on
little
you.
Little Uncle Tony check. Please don't tell my dad I'm getting a motorcycle.
Oh, please don't
ruin
the surprise.
Don't ruin this for me.
Don't ruin the surprise.
I swear to God, I will find
a way
to block you from this podcast.
Tony. We will
That's
come over
threat.
There.
That's a threat.
Yeah. Don't ruin. Let her have her thing.
Let
She'll
me
let
have
you
it.
Take it for a ride.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. You can hop on the back. It'll be weird.
So, I have an incredibly difficult relationship with my family. I won't get into a lot of it, but essentially, I do not approve of or appreciate my eldest biological brother's behavior in several different arenas. I have been firm about those things for a long time, and my family is much more forgiving than I am.
Yeah.
So my whole family lives in Hawaii.
Well, forgiving of him.
Oh, sure.
To be
not
clear,
me.
Forgive not me, not you,
not me. I have Well, I'm a girl. I have different rules.
Right.
I have different rules. And again. Constant disappointment, like literally
every step of the way.
Every
dude.
At least
Both
I'm consistent.
Us. Yeah, we are consistent.
Consistently disappointing. Yeah, my parents never got over me yelling that I don't believe in God. Yours didn't either. So
I was gonna say,
yeah.
Oh my God, both of us have done that. That's hilarious.
Every chance I get. Every chance
Same.
I get. But because again, don't tell me your fucking Achilles heel because I will use it against you. Anyhow, so apparently my brother, who I do not have a relationship with and never have, to be clear, yeah. even from no, the time true. I was very young, I have never, ever in my life, he's 6 years older than me, never had a relationship with him, even before he was an out-and-out monster. He got cancer. Apparently, it's happened a couple times. It's skin cancer. He has had multiple surgeries multiple times. This is not shocking. He has been a tanner his whole life and also worked as a construction worker outside yeah. and never used sunscreen. I don't wish health issues on anyone, and I was very sad to hear that for him when my mother informed me. Unfortunately, the way she informed me was fucking rude it as was shit.
So passive aggressive and mean.
It was really mean and really
it was blame shifting, like you,
like I gave my brother cancer. like I'm the son. Like I don't even know.
You are made of UV.
I am literally yeah. just cancer causing UV, apparently. God. That's how she wrote it.
You know, and it was really pointed.
And for clarity, she sent that to me at would have been in Hawaii 8 a.m. Which feels like a lot.
She woke up and was like,
fuck you. You gave your brother skin cancer. And because you don't live in Hawaii, you didn't know that. And I'm mad at you about
right.
it.
Right. I'm mad at you about that. And you would know if you would keep up with the people who were horrible to you. But obviously.
And don't want a relationship with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's you on you.
Ungrateful bitch. Right.
It wasn't quite that harsh, but it was close. that was the underlying theme. Of
yes.
She woke up. I just imagine her sitting straight up like Nosferatu. Yeah, yeah, like a vampire yeah. and grabbing her phone. And just,
she was like, you know what? Actually, fuck
her. Dude, she didn't even blink. She just opened up her eyes, texted you that, and then went downstairs for coffee.
Oh, it's a one floor house. But the next thing, my favorite part is that she ended it with, love you. Have a nice day. It was so weird.
It makes me think she's not aware of the way
maybe she's not well. I'm or, not really yeah, sure.
We don't know. Well, you wouldn't know, Iana, because you're
I don't
not
care
in Hawaii.
About my family. I know, but they're all there, so I'm gonna file that under their fucking problem. Right. So I took some time and yeah. responded to my mother in a very firm and direct way yep. that I feel 100% good about.
Good.
And I'm waiting for the fucking shoe to drop.
You're estimating Thursday. Today
Wednesday
is Monday.
To Thursday is my estimation. And I'm going to put money on that actually my dad responds, because I did include him in my response because
oh,
I know.
You copied your dad?
Yeah, dude. And I BCC'd my boyfriend just for fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Stop.
No, fuck this. Fuck this shit. I am 40 years old. I'm not running from people. They don't pay my bills.
No,
they don't
true.
Fucking send my kid money. They don't take care of me.
Yeah.
And they don't even like me.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just really over trying to please them. I spent my whole life
oh, yeah.
trying to earn their respect back. And I just don't actually care anymore because what they value does not align with
no,
what I
value. No, that's exactly what it is.
So,
at the end of the day, you guys have way different perspectives of the world.
Yep. And I don't
feel
bad about that.
What makes somebody good or bad.
What like, I prioritize just, is how I treat people.
Yes.
And I think the people in my life can attest to what kind of friend I am.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're the greatest person I know.
Well,
you and China are single-handedly the best family that I was ever able to obtain outside of my family. Like, you guys are, I swear to God, if it weren't for you guys, I would just crash on the scooter.
Oh, no, 100%.
Like, you guys are the best people in the world. If anyone ever has a problem with you, they have a problem with me.
You guys have saved my life truly so many times over. And every time where I felt devastated by the fact that I don't have a biological family, every time I thought about, oh, I'll never see my family again because they don't come to Pittsburgh and they all live in Hawaii together
right.
and my parents are in their 70s. Like, this is truly like the end of my relationship with him. This is really heavy. But I don't feel guilty about it because I don't feel like I did anything wrong. And I feel very, very, very affirmed in the relationships that I have. Shout out to my friend Tim Harshman, who has been a lovely listener and support system through this process. He and I talk regularly about this.
He's like the greatest guy ever.
He's
seriously.
A really, really
you know
kind and thoughtful person.
What do you have his Instagram handle? Because I feel like we need to give it to people because Tim posts our shit.
Every fucking week.
He is such a fucking homie. And I feel bad we've never mentioned him before this, but
I feel like we've said he's the real Harshman, Timothy Harshman.
Yeah, the real Harshman on Instagram. Please give him a dude. He is posting the coolest wrestling shit all the time.
So Tim is a bit of a legend and has a pretty incredible history himself.
Beautiful hair.
Gorgeous
beautiful
hair,
head of hair.
Beautiful hair, beautiful beard. And Tim is another one of those people who wrestling like just kind of dropped in my life in a really nice way. And Tim has been a consistently solid homie through all of this. So he and I have been chatting about this stuff and about, you know, it's hard to lose family.
It is.
Especially when you don't lose them to like actual departure from the world.
You
but
know,
just
I had
like,
a similar thing in 2020.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Where like I decided that I was going to have to take a step back from my family and I thought it was also going to be permanent. We
it
were
felt
able
like
to
that.
Mend that, mm-hmm. but there was a moment where I was feeling the same way and that it's
that
a
relationship
really tough,
died
it for like a couple years.
No, but that version of
yeah,
it,
yeah, that
what
version
it was,
of it died and it came back as something much greater.
Yes.
I get along with my parents great now for the most part. We love each other very
they
much.
Get,
that's for
they
sure.
They respect your boundaries better.
Yes.
And
I respect
to put
their,
that down.
Yeah. And we just kind of don't talk about things that we won't talk about. I hope one day we can get there with your family as well. That would be the best case scenario, honestly.
Yeah. The goal is not to avoid them. The goal is
but
to
you
just
have to,
be respected.
It's your time to set that boundary like I had to set. And there might be a period where that, you know, the relationship disappears because they need to come to terms with the fact that you are not the problem.
That I ran away 25 years ago.
And there was a reason.
Yeah. And they're still mad about it.
Yeah.
So point is, had it out with my mom and paps, got a very interesting Facebook message from the ex-wife of my ex-husband.
The little one.
The the tiny one. Not the tall, handsome one. The short, tiny one.
And here's the thing. Listen, I said it in last episode either. I don't give a fuck about height, but I did say in the last episode too, if you're a terrible person, I will hold it against you. Again, what did you just say about
don't tell me about your Achilles heel.
Don't tell me.
I'll use it against you.
This person is such a bad person
that
I don't feel sorry about it at all. Listen, all you shorties out there under 5'5",
love
you. I'll fuck with you.
Oh, yeah.
Get in my DMs.
Absolutely.
I don't give a fuck about that at all. If you're a good person, come talk to me.
Absolutely.
I'm single and looking to mingle.
Absolutely.
Outside of my motorcycle.
You can sit on the back of my bike.
The shorter the better.
Actually.
Balance
the shorter the better. Out.
But
I will pick you up like a baby.
If you
will you sit in my sidecar?
If you hurt my homie, if you like it, then you gotta put a baby on it. If you hurt my homie though.
Yes.
I will call you short all day.
Dude. Hands down, I hope everybody hears that. But this dude did me v dirty,
real dirty,
real fucking dirty, and then went out of his way to make sure I had no support system, no friends. Like he did things,
no financial stability. Like this
he
is
put
just,
me
yeah,
in debt.
Like this is you guys.
He
you can't even imagine.
He did me very dirty. He was also almost 10 years older than me at the time. So like. Extra manipulative. So he got married to a woman who had two children. They recently got divorced and she and I have never, ever, ever communicated or spoken. They were together about 7 years. She reached out to me and she sent me a very nice Facebook message where she apologized to me for
believing
the lies.
Bullshit.
And that he said horrible things
takes
about me.
Takes a big person, dude.
It
takes
does
a big person.
I would never have
she
known.
She didn't have to do that. You know what
she
I mean?
She didn't owe me anything.
Yeah.
So hats off to her.
New friend.
And anyway, sounds like we're starting a podcast.
Yeah, about how to survive a narcissist.
Apparently, there's a couple
more women.
We're
going to have 4 podcasts between the two of us.
Fuck yeah, buddy. Apparently, there's a number of women out there. This is going to turn into one of those real-time fact-finding podcasts where we find out just how many women social
have
security number that he has destroyed.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was pretty fun. And that jumped off a conversation where I asked him to stop being such a loser.
Iana was cutting everyone at the kneecaps
this
weekend.
I was firing off yesterday.
No one was safe.
No one was safe. Well, nobody shitty was
safe. Right, right. No one shitty was
Everybody good was fine. They didn't even know it happened.
Right.
But then my son stood up to his father and said some shit that he has never said in his entire life. And it was super articulate and super honest and super smart. And I am just...
In kind. Even through everything,
still
it was
very
still
kind.
But
very hard
firm.
To say.
Yeah.
And I was very proud of
proud
him.
Of
and
him.
So all of that full circle is to say... Where I do not have a good relationship with my parents. I certainly don't have the kind of relationship I would hope for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to have a good relationship with my parents. I am sad that I don't have that. But what I do have is an incredible relationship with my son.
Yeah.
And my kid is so much smarter, cooler, more emotionally intelligent than I could ever have hoped to have been at 17 years old. He's forgiving. He's patient. And he has been through some fucking shit over the last few years. And for him still to be that kind, him to be
still be that forgiving,
that
still
forgiving.
Be that patient.
He is like, he is a lesson on how good people can be.
Yeah.
And so knowing that he and I have maintained the relationship that we have makes me feel affirmed in that I didn't do everything wrong. And while his dad was trying to cut me down, me and this kid have an awesome relationship, and I must also acknowledge Max for being an incredible
stepdad
and has always been like Finn's dad for his entire life.
Also,
so,
I know Max isn't listening.
He is absolutely not listening.
But I'm going to be calling him to help me learn how to.
Would you like me to give him a heads up?
Yeah, give him a heads up. I'm going to text him to meet to hopefully. I'm hoping that like he'll help me learn how to ride.
Yeah, he will be very excited to share that with you.
Because I do have to say, you guys, this is a bit of a sidetrack, but Max came over when I first bought my scooter. This is so funny to me. Max came over to help me get the license plate off. Remember, it was like stuck.
Yeah.
He helped me because there was like specific bolts you have to use or whatever. He helped me come get the license plate off. And afterwards, I was like, Max, we should ride sometime. And he just laughed. He didn't say yes or no.
That's awesome.
He just laughed and then he left.
And then he left.
And then he went. But he did ask to ride it and he giggled and did figure eights and just giggled and giggled. And then I said, we can ride sometimes. He laughed at me and then he left. So now that I'm getting a real motorcycle, I'm assuming he would not laugh at me and he would help me.
So the thing about him is his bike is like an off-road bike. And what he likes to do is go get stuck in mud.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to happen
for
me.
So you probably don't want to ride with him. And honestly.
But if he's riding on the streets.
I don't know. Him and our friend Tommy went to go watch the eclipse the other day.
Yeah.
And I was so shocked that they took the day off work to do this. It's very unlike them. They charged all of Tommy's crystals in the car. Like,
that's awesome.
I love it. Tommy said, did you hear about our trip? I said, no, how was it? He said, Max didn't talk to me at all.
Well, then riding is perfect because you can't talk anyway. Me and Max can just not talk and ride around Pittsburgh.
Boy, if you're looking for somebody to ignore you.
Yeah, it's perfect. I just want someone around in case I eat shit.
That's fair.
I just
don't
want to be able to take me to the hospital. Max would be great at that. Max is so responsible.
He would just drop you off, though. You know that, right? He's not staying
with
you. He
wouldn't be there when I wake up.
He'd be like, you want me to call your mom? Or I'll just call Iana. She can do it.
That's hilarious.
So we watched a movie.
Where are you going?
I've got to return some videotapes.
Yeah.
We watched it.
This is going to be a long episode. I know it. I knew it when I took the notes.
Every fucking week.
I know. I hope you guys are enjoying this. We are trying, though. This is called Happy Birthday to Me from 1981.
It's neither of our birthday. Don't get confused.
I know. This was a request on Apple Podcast from a lovely review. Thank you so much. I don't have their Instagram name, though, but they went by Captain Howdy, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
The problem is that it was an hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah, guys, we got to talk about that.
We got to talk about
if
Kevin.
If you want something over 125-130, it's got to be on YouTube so I can watch it in 1.5.
We're counting the seconds, my dude.
Bitch.
Like, we are counting the seconds. This
you
took me 2 days to watch.
Your girl's got attention deficits. It's literally a disorder, okay? We keep telling you it's a 2-hour movie. That equals an 8-hour movie.
Right.
Do you know how many times I had to get up and leave the room?
Oh, my God.
Do you know how many times I started looking at my phone and then forgot that I was watching a movie and then had to rewind it and watch the whole scene again?
Saturday night, I started at 7 p.m. I watched it until 11. I woke up at 9 a.m. the next day and watched it till 11.
Oh, my God. And it's not bad.
No, I've seen it before is the problem, too. You know what I mean? So, like, I knew for the most part what was going to happen.
Let's tell the people what it's about.
Okay, so, yeah, written by John C.W. Saxton and directed by J. Lee Thompson.
That's not real. You're just making
I think
sounds.
It's Thompson, but
I like it.
I like, if you're going to have a TH in your name, get ready. You know
get
what
ready
I mean?
To get thumped.
Get ready to be thumped.
Okay. So at the snobby Crawford Academy, Virginia's group of friends start to go missing years after horrible events that happened to her as a child around her birthday. Wow, that was a poorly written sentence.
I understood it, though.
Okay. Well, that's good. Your face kind of looked like you were surprised.
I was surprised that I understood it.
Oh, remember when I accidentally called my ex-husband's ex-wife with my tits?
While we were burping my dog. Yeah, that was weird.
I just wanted to mention
I'm just glad she didn't answer because we were just like, go here, I'll get the air out, my boy. My little boy. She probably would have been like, whoa.
I was literally, that's how I called her was because I was kissing his head and my tits were flapping on my phone.
Burping his tummy. Yeah. My dog needs burped. Okay, so I'm going to just kick off this movie with the fact that there are way too many characters.
Oh my God.
This was hard.
There were times where I was like, wait. Did we get that name yet? Who
For
is
real?
That?
No, I didn't.
We haven't met them yet.
I made a little like thing at the top. So I'm just going to go through them. But the thing is, we have what's called the top 10, right?
Sure.
There are 10 students that
you
are
You guys
within,
remember MySpace.
Yes. The top 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And we start with Bernadette. Okay?
Bernadette.
Bernadette. Amelia. She's Bernadette dies first, so like we don't have to get into her too much.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Amelia has like short hair.
Does she? Because I definitely couldn't remember who she was. I wrote their names down based on IMDb and then watched the movie.
Ooh.
And then I was like, who's that? Okay, I know who Amelia is. Short hair.
Okay. Virginia is our MC. She's our main character. Etienne
Etienne. It's a French name.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, Greg, he's blonde.
Yeah.
Alfred is sexual.
I knew Alfred is so sexual. I knew he was the one.
He's a fucking nerd. He's a fucking nerd.
Okay.
He's fucking creepy. He does weird special effects in his spare time, and he carries around a rat named George. All I'm saying is...
No, he's the one.
Where is my dream boy? Come on back to me.
He's in this movie. Don't forget about Rudy.
Oh, yeah,
Tootie,
Rudy.
Fresh and Fruity.
Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity, we have to say it.
Well, we will.
Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity. He was dating a girl named Maggie. Okay, mm-hmm. Maggie has long hair, but she kind of Yoko Ono'd with Steve.
Girl, I could not keep track.
The
way they partner swapped in this, I was like...
Okay, but this is so true to a tight best friends group. This is exactly what happens. They all swap and fuck each other.
We have never shared boyfriends.
No, not us, but we're too small. It's just that
we need more friends.
I just mean,
Do you want to fuck those friends?
I'm just saying those. We all know that like group of friends. You don't hang out with them often.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
where
you're right.
Like, they've known each other forever, and they just swap around
until they turn 35, and then they get married.
And then they get married to somebody. No, that's like I feel like everyone has that like off the side friend group that's like that.
But that's interesting because that's the only friend group I know like that.
Okay,
but it's big and encompasses most of the city.
That's true. We knew a friend group like that. I was watching 90 Day Fiancé, and there was like a season where a girl went to Australia and her friends group was kind of like that. And I was like, maybe this is an international thing. Maybe there's just like groups of friends that have known each other forever. They haven't strayed outside of that, so they've dated each other. Like,
that
I don't know.
It seems weird.
It seems weird, but I've seen it more often than, you know?
It's very close to incest.
It feels, yeah. It's like,
you only know each other.
We're just not fucking each other's boyfriends. Like, that's not something we're doing, so it seems weird to us that they're doing that. But this group does pass around
a
lot.
To be clear, I'm not opposed to fucking somebody else's boyfriend.
Right, but
just
like...
just not yours.
Right.
Or China.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, anybody else, be warned. Just kidding. I have a boyfriend.
I was gonna say, I'm not into that per se.
It was a joke.
But then we have Anne. She's the last one in the group. She is Virginia's homie. She's like Virginia's BFF, who's our main character.
I am struggling to tell them apart.
I know, me too. So this is going to be a little bit difficult for us, but let's get there. We also, I'm sorry, we missed one character.
Jesus
Mrs.
fucking...
Patterson.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's the school principal. She, like, lassos Bernadette, which I call her that because she literally says, like, Miss Bernadette O'Hara. But the way she says it, like, I think it's her old name is Bernadette O'Hara, but the way she said it was, like, Bernadette O'Hara.
For 5 seconds, I was like, oh, God, are we in Ireland? Like, what is happening? I could not tell where the fuck we were geographically.
I know, because old people in the 80s sounded British.
Yeah, that you was just I mean? A fancy. Thing
it was a
did.
Weird thing is that I was reading a book about Ted Bundy naturally, and they said the same thing about him, that like girls who met him were like, he sounded rich and British. And I'm like, what was it in the 70s and 80s where like some people sounded like that?
Well,
but it's true, you watch old movies and there's like people who kind of sound like that.
There's definitely like
what
a huge
that?
Study. Well, it was a dialect. It was a dialect to make people sound fancy.
Fancy.
Yeah.
She's like that, Miss Patterson.
Or she's British.
Or she's British.
Who's to say?
Sorry to say. She sounded smart and authoritative, and she lassos Bernadette's leg and berates her about her in the top 10 partying too much.
Correct.
Guess what, bitch? That's exactly what she's going to do.
Yeah, and she tells her to her face. She was like, cool, I'm going to the pub to get drunk.
And then she says something horrible on the way out, like, I hope your dog has fun eating your pussy later. And I was like, girl, too far.
Yeah, it was
girl,
a lot.
Not even funny.
I didn't like it.
I don't like that.
Also because it was a bulldog.
Yeah, like,
I don't like picturing that. Please stop.
That woman's like 96.
I have intrusive thoughts. You cannot say those words to me. Let's move on.
Can't say stuff.
Let's move on.
So anyway, never send us anything animal related
that you think
is funny. So she goes to her car, and as soon as she gets in, like a pair of black gloves with hands in them.
Not just gloves. Not just gloves hanging in the air. That's funny. I want that.
I wish she got strangled by just gloves, but there are hands in the gloves.
There are, but you really don't see the arms
That's
very much.
True.
In fairness, there were a couple times where I was like, what is the orientation of this body?
It's true.
Because it should be behind her
it
in the back
should,
seat.
But where
it looks
is
like
it?
They're out the window.
Right.
Like, I can't tell.
She is strangled by a pair of gloves.
Just
I'm
gloves.
Now
you
convinced.
Were right. You were right. Stick with your trust your gut. Don't let anybody change
Thanks,
you.
Babe. Yeah. Thanks, babe. Thanks, yeah. babe. And she kind of puts up a decent fight, which
she
I was shocked
does.
About.
Yeah. I had to go back a couple times. I'm like, wait, is she dead? Nope,
right.
she's alive. Nope,
she
she's dead.
She fakes dead
that
to
got
get
me too.
Out of the situation.
Smart.
The problem. Yes, that was smart. She runs about 2 feet away from the car and takes a break. Like, you can literally see the open car door 2 feet behind her. So she's sitting there, like, panting.
And then she also is like, but maybe I'll just drive instead. And it's like, no, ma'am, girl, the car is off limits.
They're in the car.
That's where you just were getting strangled by them gloves.
So please keep going.
Just walk.
So then,
call a taxi.
Naturally, the killer being 2 feet away,
yeah,
comes for her again. She runs a second time, again, makes it about 3 feet and stops to take a breath.
This is like when you're chasing your dog to try and put the collar on
and
them.
They're playing with you.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh,
they think you're, oh, yeah. And then she stops like 3 feet away and grabs her throat and is like, help, help. I'm like, just
go.
Fucking run.
Stop wasting your breath, bitch.
The gloves didn't hurt your legs.
And they're not on there now.
Right, so please.
Bolt.
So she starts to run because, whatever.
Yeah.
And she recognizes somebody. Yes. And she's like, oh, my God, thank God it's you. Someone just tried to kill me. And then this person
has gloves.
Has gloves on. And
how
does
she not notice that before? I'm so confused.
I know. She gives her a throat slit. Bernadette, trust no bitch.
Well.
Trust no bitch.
Bernadette trusted a bitch.
And she, in her life, was ended. She got what she got. So at the bar, right, the top 10, well, now the top 9.
Yep, they don't know that.
Yeah, they're hanging out and Virginia shows up. So does Alfred and his rat, George.
Yes.
They play this like really stupid game where they put the rat, not, Alfred didn't like this and it wasn't his choice, but they steal his rat. I hate this. And they put it in a beer that's being served to their table that was annoying them.
That was annoying them, but then they were shitty too. So then the beer was an offering, but then it was also a prank. They just seem like the worst kids.
No, it gets even worse.
Yeah.
So then they go out to the parking lot. And I have to note that Alfred had a little Vespa. So he doesn't participate in this game they're about to play.
Which they imply is a game they play all the time.
All the time. So Alfred doesn't. He just goes home on a scooter.
Yeah.
Which is sexual.
Yeah, of course.
And then the rest of them all hop in cars. So Virginia is new in town, they kind of allude.
It's unclear. It seems like she's new to the group, but they don't really go into any detail about it.
Right. And she's shocked and she's sort of like, what's the game?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? What it is my nightmare.
Oh, my literal nightmare.
I would never hang out with these kids again if they did this to me.
This is how I feel on a horse or on the back of a motorcycle. Okay, it's the exact same sensation. That fair. What you're feeling right now, that is what that feels like to me.
Totally valid.
So this fucking game. So this is a town where they have a drawbridge.
Also, hey, side note.
Yeah.
If and when I get my motorcycle, you can ride with me on my scooter. Just get your permit.
Aw, that's
I'll go
true.
Slow with you.
Aww.
It goes 65 if, as long as there's not a hill.
And as long as it's working.
We'll just a little note, so you won't have to ride on the back. You could, because my mom was like, "Are you really?" She's like, "Andy, you're not rich. You cannot have three things on your auto insurance."
I'll rattle can that bitch black. I'll rattle can her flat black. So
I love BB. I'm not getting rid of her. My mom was like, "Please sell the scooter." I was like, "Never gonna happen."
Also, once you get your motorcycle, you can. If China doesn't have room in her garage, you can just keep it at my house too.
Yeah, she's.
I know it's not close, but
no. Thank you for the offer. Yeah. China also said she's clearing out her garage so I can store it there too. So cool. I was like, "Yeah, like then we can just
We're starting a club, mom. Sorry."
So yeah, so it's a drawbridge.
There's a drawbridge, and so the game is to jump the bridge as it's lifting, and so that means. It's like chicken. The side that you're on is going up, right? And
then you got both going up.
Well, I guess that's true, but you're coming from the same direction, and you're trying to Dukes of Hazzard over the open bridge, over the open body of water onto the other side.
Fuck
that. No, not at all.
I'm sorry.
And also, you don't spring that on somebody. That's not a surprise game.
That's not a surprise game. I'm sorry.
She doesn't take it well. Neither do I.
They're not in the car. Are they in the car that crashes or no? I mean,
she's
honestly, she's not. But they all make it over successfully, except for I think the last one does chicken out because the person who does successfully go over last, this is a huge jump and crashes the entire front end of this custom fucking painted Mustang.
Beautiful car that belongs to somebody's rich dad.
Kidding me.
Well, and this is why. So mind you, we just met 32 characters.
Yeah.
They're all mismatched in these cars. We don't know who the fuck is who. But overall, everybody's, and they're all fucking drunk teenagers too. Like, what the fuck is going on in this town?
So Valerie, I'm just going to call her V because I do switch between Valerie. And that's
I call
a new
her Ginny.
One. Ginny.
Ginny.
Ginny works. She literally barrel rolls out of a moving car.
She's not
like,
okay.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're so dramatic. Like, calm down. And then she runs into the woods. And they're like, she lives on the other side of the woods anyway. She'll be fine.
That was weird.
Shittiest friends.
The way she ran into the woods like a criminal. And they were like, she lives over there. I was like,
she lives in that direction.
I was like, is that?
normal? Is that how she normally leaves you guys? She barrel rolls
out of a moving car
and then into the woods full speed,
limping into the woods.
I was like, do each their own, dude. Whatever, do your dude. Thing.
But she's fucking weird.
She's weird. So then she's in the middle of the fucking woods and she's talking to nothing.
It's her mom's grave.
And she's just like, hey, mom, I got a lot of friends now. I did just barrel roll out of a car into the woods. Might think
I'm a little weird.
It was kind of a weird exit, but you know, I think they'll understand. What the fuck? It's so weird. So then her dad's like, Jenny, get out of the fucking woods. I told you not to talk to your mother's grave. And she's like, But did he?
I love mommy.
But I love mommy, and it's where I speak to her. And he says, get the fuck in the house, Jenny. What the fuck are you doing? Did you just barrel roll out of a car?
Did you barrel roll again, Jenny?
Jenny!
I love you, Jenny. They kiss on the fucking mouth,
dude.
They kiss on the fucking mouth. Jenny goes in there and kisses her daddy on the mouth.
Okay, Jenny, inappropriate relationship with daddy and her doctor.
No, she's Jenny got a lot.
Likes an older man, which respect, but respect. Also, sirs, this is a child.
Like, respect for her.
For
disrespect
her game.
For your game. Yes. She's A, your daughter, game. And B, your patient.
Which so is like both daughter, of you. But legal.
Yeah.
It's like a legal
like,
daughter.
Like, ew, stop. Ew. And Jenny, get it if you want to.
Yeah, good on
but
you,
but not
babe.
Your dad, though. That's fucking weird. I draw the line there.
Jenny give you Linda Blair energy?
Yes, she gives me Linda Blair energy.
She's got very, like, same kind of vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. So they, like, argue about the grave issue. And while they're outside, how'd you say
it? Etienne.
Etienne. I had the subtitles on and they do it E-I-T, like the beginning of his name. So
Etienne.
It's Etienne. Okay, so he scales the side of the house. He scales the house and crawls into her bedroom fucking window once.
And steals her panties. Also, I was looking at those panties and all I could think is, wow, those would be so bunched up in my pants. It would look like I shit my pants.
It would look like I had a poopy diaper on.
It would look like I have a fucking saggy poopy diaper. These satin ass panties that have
the ruffles.
Many floral appliques.
Yes.
How much do those underwear weigh? I feel like they would just slip down my butt.
5 pound pair of underwear.
I guess if you have a big bush, it kind of like Velcros them into place.
Yeah.
But I feel like on me, they would just slump down, like, you know, like when you wear a pair of slippery socks and a boot.
Oh, that's the worst.
And they slip down to the end of your toe.
Yes.
I'm picturing them panties doing that in my jeans.
They're just bunched up all around your waist.
I just have like a weird spare tire, but it's around the bottom of my pussy.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I could think
that's
about.
All, yeah. Well, he steals those.
Those are his now.
And he's out. You know what I mean? It's so fucking creepy. So the next day at school, Bernadette doesn't show up, obviously.
Right.
And there's like, it's so stupid.
All
they have, like,
10 of them sit in one row at one desk in one class.
Are you kidding me? Since the fuck when does that ever happen?
Could we get another table? Perhaps. Table for two?
Yeah. Like, usually science classes are tables of two.
This is 23 students.
Yeah.
And they're all in a line. And I'm still like, that is the same person five times.
I know. They all look the same, you guys. This is going to be a huge challenge for us.
Oh, we're doing great.
It's so ridiculous. So, yeah. Like, she kind of has this weird flashback during her science class, right?
Yes.
There's like they're doing stuff with electricity and frogs' legs,
right?
That triggers a flashback for Virginia, and she is completely bald.
It is spooky. Big she's in a head energy from full moon. What head of the family?
Head of the family. It's her. She does not have a head that should be shaved.
Mm-mm. Well, and
I know she's got a bald cap on.
My guess is she's got a fair amount of hair in there, and then they put a bald cap on top of it.
And
so
they were like,
her head is the size of mine.
They were like, let's lay her down. Maybe it'll hide a bit of the size.
Can we angle this from above?
They do. She's in like a medical tube of sorts.
It's got like MRI vibes, but it looks made up.
And we find out like she was unconscious for months.
Yes.
She's with her doctor when she kind of comes to out of this vision. She's like, my birthday. That was definitely, who was that bitch? I just accidentally did an impression of that. What's her name?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
My birthday.
I didn't mean to. That's not what this girl sounds like.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Yeah.
That's what she said. She woke up from her coma. They shocked her brain and she was like, hot dog real bad. That's fucking cool. If anybody ever wakes up from a coma, say some weird shit like that.
Yeah.
Get in the books, y'all. Get in the books. book.
Pin that somewhere inside, mm-hmm. okay, everybody?
Put it in your subconscious. Ask yes. for something weird.
Something weird. Be like, as Jennifer Coolidge.
Is OJ out yet? Like, just ask something that really throws him for a loop.
For real. So, like, she, you know, she's with her doctor, and they learn that they used electricity to regenerate her brain tissue. She was in some sort of accident, and she doesn't have the memory, but now the memories are starting to come back.
Yes, and what is confusing to me is it feels very much like her doctor. What's his name? Dr. David.
Dr. David.
It feels very much like he does know what happened.
Oh, no, he knows exactly what happened.
He's just not telling her.
He's like, it's time for you now to remember everything. How exciting, right?
How exciting for you to learn your origin, your lore. And it's like, dude, just tell her.
Just tell her what happened.
Doesn't feel helpful.
Right? Like, her mom's dead.
Yeah.
Like, she has no memory of what happened. Like, just
and
tell
we just
her.
Had to have a flashback of that head. Like, that's going to stay gonna with her.
Us through all that?
That's going to stay with all of us. Right. So, just fucking tell her.
Just fucking tell her. So, Etienne is in a motocross race now, and he's super hot, and he wins. When he wins, though, he does something really gross, and he pulls out Virginia's underwear that he stole from her room and, like, sniffs on.
And this is where I'm confused, because it feels like Virginia is literally just hunting the group for whoever's down. It's like, truly, yeah. Because yesterday she was flirting with Albert at the bar.
Yeah.
And then now she's, like, she's very flirtatious with Etienne until he shows her the panties, well, and then
yeah,
she's mad.
I mean, he's fucking broke into her bedroom.
I mean,
like,
yeah, that's
so
bad. I agree. I'm not arguing about that. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, a second ago, she thought it was hot.
And also, Etienne was fucking one of them. I don't remember who. I think it might have been Brigital. Brigital, get down.
Well, who's Maggie?
I don't know.
It's one of them other ones. But the point is, one of the blondes who's not short-haired,
yeah.
She looked mad.
Yeah, she looked mad.
She looked mad, but she then she seems like Alfred. I
don't know
keep
what's
track.
Going
the
on.
The point is, they're all fucking everybody. Everybody's mad, but nobody says shit.
Right. So later on, while Etienne is working on his motorcycle,
right.
He has a scarf on, and he's really close to the back wheel, and he's, like, tuning something up.
They do, like, Hogwarts scarves at this
they
school.
They do. All of them have Hogwarts scarves.
And they have, like, weird amounts of school spirit that I don't like.
I don't like it. Yeah. They're at all the games.
I'm definitely... Yeah, they play... There's
they're
too many
all
things.
All the games.
Too many things. Too many... They're involved in anything. Everything. And there's, like, an implication that this is, like, some kind of private school. Yeah. It's an academy. Yeah. So, you know. But, yeah. So, his Ravenclaw scarf...
Yeah. The killer comes up with the black gloves.
The gloves
also
are floating
looks
again.
Extremely skinny.
Yeah.
This guy, like, walks up. You assume it's a guy because it's like, you know, the hoodie
a
and everything.
Dark looming shadow.
A dark looming shadow. Grabs the end of his Hogwarts scarf and shoves it in the moving wheel. So it grabs his throat, starts choking him, and pulls his face into the tire.
I liked
this. Which
rips
off half of his face. It looks pretty funny.
Yeah, I liked this a lot.
So Anne and V sneak into Alfred's room for, like, seemingly no reason. I guess it's because he didn't show up at the bar later, because he didn't show up at the party, but it's like, leave that hot nerd alone. You know what I mean?
I just, again, I couldn't even tell who was there and who was what.
Right. So I knew who Alfred was.
I didn't know shit at this point. So they come into his dark-ass apartment.
Sexual.
Not yet. But they're looking for him. Are you okay?
Did you hear that?
I don't know what it was.
It was a burp that came out in the center of a laugh. So it was just a bunch of air and then...
It's a wee burp.
Yeah.
Well, the boy burp.
It was weird.
So, but then they see, like, a head-shaped lump with a towel over it.
A towel.
A towel.
A T-A-A-L.
T-A-W-L.
A T-A-W-L. A towel.
And then he turns on the lights and is like, oh, spaghetti, are you here?
He's like, what the fuck are you doing in my apartment?
Yes, but also what the fuck are you doing in the dark, weirdo?
Because he could be
no, it's weird. He heard them come in. They were talking full volume. It's not like they came in sneaking.
They were yelling his name, too.
They came in and they were like, Alfred, he's fucking chilling, hiding in the closet.
I find
he
this
lives
all
there.
Very normal.
Why is he hiding in his own house?
Because he's agoraphobic.
No, but this means your house is the only safe place you've
you
ever
know,
been.
I had an issue with space growing up, and I used to hide in the closet, and I used to sleep in the closet because
outer space? Or?
No, like the space. Oh. Like, just, like, general, like, my house was too big, and okay. I would go into the closet. So all I'm saying is Alfred and I are kindred spirits.
Sensory overload.
I did grow out of that. I think it was after.
I like that
you clarified. I did grow out of that.
Well, I still catch you sleeping in the closet. That's why we don't do slumber parties anymore.
Comforting to me to be completely enclosed. It was, like, the opposite of claustrophobia.
Of course.
Like, I wanted to be just, like.
Yeah, that's a special
special part of your brain, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all I'm saying is Alfred was meditating in his closet when they came in and destroyed his vibe. They found a head that looks a lot like Bridget Dettles. And I'm just saying it's fine.
The timing was weird. Point is, the head is Bridget.
It is Bridget.
And it's on a cookie sheet and there's blood everywhere.
And he's like, maybe if you guys play your cards right, you can be my next victim. I mean, model.
Bridget was such a good model. Would you like to be my next model?
So weird. Yeah, I'm horny.
Super sexual. I'm horny. Super sexual. Then he takes her eye out, which is weird, and I'm not sure what it's supposed to prove.
Because it's proving that it's fake, right? Okay. Because it's like clearly like a fake eye.
I guess, but the eye socket is all bloody and wet.
Yeah, well, because he's a good artist.
Okay, and they're just like, oh my God, you're so good. Why would you do that? That's crazy. Oh my God.
We thought you killed Bridget.
I love you. Oh my God.
So later on that night, blonde Greg is at home lifting weights when someone he recognizes walks into the apartment. And the person is like putting more weights on for him. And like, it's just this whole, like, Greg is just talking to him the whole time. Like,
yeah.
Hey, man.
The POV's unclear. Yes. But it's definitely an engagement between the two of them. And Greg is pumping iron.
Pump it up.
4-inch inseams. Oh my God. And I like it.
Well, we get a good close up of his little ding-a-ling.
Yes.
His ding-ding-dong.
Yeah.
And what happens is he puts too much, like whoever's there puts too much weight on his barbell.
I am not very smart.
Dumbbell.
And I don't exercise.
No.
But if I have weights above my head and they're getting too heavy and I can't put them
down. They're going back.
I'm throwing them backwards, ideally in the direction of the person who just removed my only way to put this down.
So yeah, you know how you have like a thing over you that like catches it, the rack. The person who's there kicks that away and he's like, no, what are you doing? And instead of just throwing it backwards,
he waits, lets them put more weight on it.
Whoever the killer is grabs weight and drops it on his dick, dude. We get a close up of this like 5-pound weight just
squashes like a frog,
bouncing off,
squashes like a fucking frog, just
mashed his penis. It was a penis smash.
It was really good. Appreciate a short.
I do.
And I love a Jim Kill.
Yes. And the weights come down. We do have a particular liking for Jim Kills, don't we? It's because we don't go
the
there.
Gym.
We hate that
hate
place.
The gym. It's not for us.
Yeah. I do like the smell of a gym, oddly enough. I like the smell of sweat. Anyway, it comes down like the barbell, whatever you call it.
Comes down
over his throat and it had like 150 pounds on it. Yes. So he's dead.
So it squishes his head and his dong. It's an unfortunate way to go, but let's keep moving.
His head and his dong. His girlfriend Amelia shows up. She can't find him. She's super stressed out about it.
Yeah, because she comes in the house what feels like 5 seconds later. Yes. There's nobody. There's
no blood. No
blood. Okay.
You know that dick made a lot of blood.
What? One of them farted. It's not yet. Okay. Maybe it's my breath.
No, it's not your breath.
Who knows?
Stop.
So now we're at a fucking another game.
We're at another fucking soccer game. It's so lame, you guys.
Everybody else is wearing a fucking scarf and the girls are wearing weird cheerleader outfits that make their whole pussies hang out. And it's weird because it's like not a micro skirt, but then somehow everybody's pussy is hanging out.
It's a lot.
I don't like it. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
To be clear.
And
they
win the game or something. Virginia kisses Alfred, but then turns around and offers to go on a date with Rudy.
Yeah. And isn't Rudy also on the soccer team?
Rudy's on the soccer team and he's dating one of the other girls.
I'm so confused.
It's so shitty. So long story short, Rudy and this is so stupid. I'm going to skim over it hella quick because it's dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Rudy and Virginia go up to the bell tower where he does an incredible impression of Quasimodo.
Yes.
It's very embarrassing. It would get no one laid. Yeah. I also just want to make a note of that.
Also, you just watched him walk away from his girlfriend after winning the game and kissing her. Why are we in the bell tower together?
Yeah.
Why do you keep going off with all these girls' boyfriends?
All these girls' boyfriends. And again, it's just their vibe. Their weird ten vibe. So he like pulls a knife on her, acts super fucking weird. She like wakes up in a hospital. More flashbacks of her being like ill.
Yeah.
Has no idea what happened, but all this blood was found at the church. And she goes to her doctor and is like, hey, I think I'm killing everyone.
Yeah. It's like so weird.
And then Rudy ends up this is like 30 minutes in the movie. Rudy ends up popping up later. It was just a prank. Like they're so fucking lame. He's fine.
There's also a big dramatic scene where right before Rudy takes her up to the bell tower, he buries the scarf in the rose garden.
He buries the Hogwarts scarf. They end up finding it later and it's all a prank.
And it's around a skull that he stole from the science lab.
That's what I mean. It's just like,
what?
It's so weird and dumb.
And confusing. And I just feel like the idea is to like throw us off the scent. But instead, like, I'm totally following that storyline now. Right. And I have no idea what's going on.
It's so weird. So then later on, Rudy Tootie, Fresh and Fruity, and Virginia are just dating. Like, they're just together now. All the other girls are uncomfortable because they were dating him just yesterday.
Yes.
And they're like hitting weed. And Virginia smokes a little bit of weed and like spooks herself. And then just goes running.
Oh, do you remember why?
Because the girl in the pool was faking dead.
Okay, but why are we in a space where we can see in the bottom of the pool?
They're like under the pool.
I don't like
it. And they can see in the pool.
Some deep blue sea shit. This is where a shark comes through the window and you all die. We're smoking weed in the pool at the school. We can't.
And it rhymes too much.
Too much she goes rhymes.
Running away. She's terrified.
She's got to get to the woods.
She barrel rolls. She's
getting
out from under the pool. She rolls out of the room and up the steps.
That's very Oompa Loompa of her. And I got to say, if somebody exited the room every time like
if
that.
If someone got high and rolled out of the room, I would literally.
That's kind of funny.
Fuck. And they ran to the woods. Like, I would think they were the funniest. I would think they were scary. I wouldn't be alone with
sure,
them.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I would entertain it forever.
I'm going to try and figure out a way to add some of these energies
I'm gonna
into.
Roll out of here when we're done recording.
It's too small of a doorway. You're going to get hurt.
Me.
Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
Two girls at my work who I like very much, but are like super, super close to each other. They're both very young. They recently were leaving an important meeting with a very big person at my company, and they tried to walk out of the room at the same time and got stuck.
And they got squished. I love that.
And it was incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, man, you guys are like a real life cartoon.
That is so cute.
Yeah, it's
very
great.
That's so cute.
It was really cute. It was really good.
We need to start doing that.
Oh, we could do that.
We could do that.
We will now, just on accident.
So she runs home and she starts talking to her mother, naturally, when Alfred starts stalking up on her real slow. So he must have followed her from underneath the pool.
I don't like it.
And he's like reaching in his pocket really slow. And again, like, I want to trust him because I think he's hot, but I'm also like, he's scaring me. And
he's
also like, we've
really
seen
slow.
The killer and he's real skinny. And like, so is Alfred. So I'm like, girl, watch out.
Also, Alfred is wearing gloves.
Yes. He's wearing black gloves.
Yes.
So he reaches in, and as he's pulling something out, Virginia whips around and fucking stabs him straight in the gut. And we see what was in his hand was a white flower.
Everybody needs to stop trying
They're
to date
all in
her.
Love with her. It's so weird.
It's so weird.
So dad.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Don't fall in love with her. Right. She'll get you in the gut.
For real. So dad the next morning is like, hey, I'm leaving town for your birthday.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I don't know all that she's been through, but it seems like it's been something extremely traumatic, and you don't even trust her mental. You don't trust her mental state to talk to her dead mother. So like, should you be leaving her alone on a birthday, which clearly this traumatic event revolves around? Maybe not, dad.
Weird choice.
Especially when you kiss her on the mouth. Like, maybe just
be here
for this one thing.
That's your baby girl. Your sweet baby girl.
Sweet baby girl.
Who's going to burp her?
Yeah. On the way out, too, he gives such little fucks. He literally says HBD. He doesn't even say happy birthday. He's like, HBD.
He's
love
like,
you. ILY.
I'll have my assistant write a card for you.
It's
a weird amount of way too close, but also no intimacy at all.
It's such a strange balance that they have here. So,
and she's like, fuck yeah, party central.
Yeah. So they have a school dance, and I guess Rudy is back with Maggie now. So Rudy and Virginia, that's over. And now Steve, who used to be dating Maggie, goes for Virginia. This is too much.
It's too much. And even the girls are like, are you going with Steve? And she was like, oh, back to my house. And they're like, why? And she's like, I'm hungry. I'm going to make a snack. Bye.
Yeah.
What? Okay, guys. Now they go back to her house and they're sitting in front of the sexy fire and they start kissing pretty much immediately.
Can I tell you, when she said she was going to make snacks, I'm assuming
nachos,
popcorn, chips.
No, bitch. She makes fucking lamb kebabs.
Lamb.
It's 11:30 on a Friday. Lamb kebabs. And then puts weird spice powder on it.
Yeah, she's like, do you like spicy things? Do you like when your nose runs and your fucking eyes water?
Do you like getting so sweaty you can't fucking see? And he's like, not really. And she's like, good.
Let me dip this in here.
She fucking dumps powder on it.
Yes.
When she hands it to him, you can see the rack.
Yes.
It looks like a line of fucking bug poison around the edge of these meat cubes.
It's terrible.
And then they like sexy eat meat, and then she's like trying to feed it
to him. Yeah, it's like real weird.
It's very clunky. Definitely seems like some shit I would try and pull. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, trying to make it sexy, and then every step of the way I'm like, oh, I really just was a bad choice.
God.
So then they do make out. They do. It's not us like reading into it. No, they definitely do make out, dude. And then she sits up from the make out, picks up the kebab again, and now is like dancing it on his lips. She's like
rubbing it on his mouth. She's burning everywhere.
He's got chili aioli all over his fucking mouth hole. And then she just fucking yoink. Just fucking kebabs him right in the back of the head.
It goes straight through the back of his throat, out the back of his
again?
Head.
Again? Cool kill.
It's the cover of the movie.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, the cover movie is Rudy dying this way.
Maybe they killed him all each way. I mean,
it's so weird, but it's definitely Steve, and she kills him that way.
It is so confusing.
It is.
And we are really simplifying it dramatically.
We're doing our best, you guys.
We're almost there.
The next day, Annie shows up at Virginia's house.
Well, because the day after... No, tomorrow's her birthday.
Yes.
Tomorrow's her birthday. And so she had talked to Anne at the dance about what time are you coming over tomorrow to help me get ready for my birthday.
So Anne walks in the door and she's like coming, like, you know, Virginia throws her the key. She's coming in. When Virginia goes into the bathroom and has a flashback.
Yes.
Now this one seems very important. Mom.
This one is very important. She's in the shower and the shower is what kind of triggers the memory.
There's like
the
it water. Triggers rain to like, there's rain on the windshield and she's with her mom. Her mom boozing and losing. Big time behind the wheel.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
We don't condone drinking and driving, but mom is emotional.
Yeah, she's upset. She is yelling.
Yeah.
And she is driving fast and drinking an open bottle of liquor.
And we see that, like, they do kind of the bridge game by accident.
By accident. They're not doing the game. Mom is just wasted. She's trying to get across the bridge because she's upset about something we don't really understand.
We'll find that out later.
Yeah, that's
the next
memory.
But mom is raging, dude. Mom is raging.
Raging so hard she gets the car stuck across the bridge. And something tells me there's a bit of a ding, ding, dong. Here,
ding,
right?
Ding, 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 dong. Yeah.
Something tells me that you got some kind of notification similar to when a train crosses.
Oh no, there were the lights. Mom just ignored them, and she's
like, "I got this. Maybe I'll stop and take a 2-minute break."
Yeah, in the middle, and then it opens up. They fall down. This is
my
terrifying.
Biggest nightmare.
Yeah.
This is my actual biggest nightmare.
Car goes
this
down.
This is my Achilles
water.
Heel, and if anybody wants to kill me. Just saying.
We don't have any drawbridges in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, we don't have any drawbridges.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
But also just like driving into water in general.
It scares the shit out of me.
We got a lot of bridges in this town and I don't like
I know.
It.
Watching that bridge collapse in that other city was horrifying.
The bridge get blown up in this city definitely is very stressful.
So they go into the water and mom's shit-faced hammered. And she's just like, look.
She the steering wheel, could not find that word. The driving circle is wedged into her belly.
Oh, is that
and
what's
that's
happening?
She can't get loose. And she knows that. Now, frankly, just cut my legs off.
Like,
rip me out of here. Snap them.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. We're trying.
If that was us, I would have pulled you out from under there.
Absolutely.
I would say, look, you might not have a uterus after this, but
fine.
You don't need it.
I don't need it. Just put one
there
in my belly.
There was enough air in there.
They
could have had 5 minutes
feet.
To figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
There's so much
there was
air.
Time to get mom out before you open up the window, but mom is shit-faced, and you know what? I think she wanted this.
She was ready to go.
She was
like,
ready.
Just leave me here. Just take a deep breath.
Yep.
I'm going to open the window. And she's like, no, mom, I literally can't. She was like, whoop, too late.
Yep, I'm already opening it. Bye.
It's literally,
bye.
She's rolling it down like, sorry, can't stop me.
Better hold your breath, bitch.
LOL.
Bye. So she was, she rolls the window down, rolls. And our girl, Valerie, Virginia, Jenny, goes out the window and she starts swimming up when that boat, the reason why the drawbridge was opening, it propellers the back of her head.
Like a fucking manatee, dude.
Dude, she caught manatee.
She caught manatee. And again, I'm like, that's funny. That's a good detail in the story. You know what I mean? Like, the kills in this one are pretty.
They're really good.
It's not a kill, though. But it's like.
It's worse.
Honestly, funny. It just scalped her.
Some things worse than death.
Yeah. And
getting manateed is one of them.
And again,
the only thing that could make this situation worse.
Yeah.
The only thing that could make it worse is that now I'm swimming up into a boat.
Into a propeller. Like, that boat was probably like a 500-foot ship.
It's Titanic size.
She ended up at the propeller of it.
Dumb luck.
Terrible luck, dude. Yeah. Terrible luck.
So that looks cool, and the water's all bloody. Yeah. And then she's in the hospital.
Yeah. She's in the hospital, more flashback, but she kind of like comes to back in her house.
Yes.
And Anne is dead in the bathtub.
Right.
Like, she clearly killed her.
And the whole bathroom is flooded. So she wakes up sitting on the floor and realizing she's sitting in like 2 inches of water. Then she sees Anne is in the bathtub. And this is when it's like, wait, we've been watching her kill people, but then it's like sometimes then they're alive afterwards. It's like unclear what's waking, what's not.
So she calls David, Dr. David, right?
Yes, and she calls him by screaming his name.
Yeah, she does.
And he has just been
stalking outside the house movie.
She needs me.
Yeah.
Mon chéri.
He loves her.
Yes.
So he comes in, Anne is no longer in the bathtub.
Right. And that is confusing.
That is confusing. So the next morning she wakes up, right?
Yes.
And it's her actual birthday.
It's her David actual birthday.
David is there still.
She's asleep and there's a police at the door.
Yes.
And the police at the door says, hey, Dr. David, why are you here? That's weird.
He lies for her. This is another thing that's fucked up. They're like, hey, we haven't seen Anne.
In 24 hours.
Her car is in the fucking driveway.
This was the last place she was reported to be.
Right.
Like, and he's like, no.
I've been with her all weekend.
Liar,
David. Like, I would do this for you.
Yeah, 100.
But, like, she's your patient, and she might be a huge hazard.
The third time she's confessed to killing someone to you.
Yes.
Third time.
Yes, she came to him about Rudy. She came to him about other people. Like,
the only thing I can assume is he hasn't seen a body yet.
He hasn't seen a body.
And as far as they know, they're just missing. There's no evidence that anybody's dead.
He comes up, and he's like, they're not gone. They're just missing. Like, I'm not saying shit to anybody. She has, like, a major freak out. He basically says, look, you have to start remembering your history because we need to find the link between your missing friends and what happened to you, because I think that that's going to solve this. So she like
snaps into it.
She
was like, oh, this memory?
Zoing, zoing.
Yeah. She's there.
Her mom's there. Her mom's fucking shit hammered. It's 4 p.m. on a Saturday.
They're in a cabin, which apparently is on the property that they own. It's just like a cute little adorable fucking cabin for fucking birthday tea parties and shit.
And guess what? None of those shitty friends in the top 10 came to her birthday party.
And this is why I'm confused. Why would they act like they don't know her?
They act like they don't know her.
If they used to know her. So what it feels like is she, when they were younger, and they look exactly the same age, so it's impossible to tell. And it also feels like this just happened last year.
This was just last year.
Yeah, so it's all very confusing. But essentially what mom tells us in way too much detail is she wanted her daughter to be appreciated, approved, and in with the elite. So she invited the 6 most fancy kids from the school.
Yeah.
For her daughter's birthday. They were all supposed to be there at 4 p.m. It's 6 p.m. None of them are there.
And we find out the reason why is because A, Virginia has never actually been friends with them.
Right. Her mom wants her to be, but she's not. Friendship.
And B, Anne, the girl that was just in the bathtub, she was throwing a party that night too.
Right.
So mom gets shit-faced.
Yes.
Gets Valerie in the car. And they drive over to Anne's house, and mom is making the biggest scene.
It's pouring rain. She's standing at the gate. She's pounding screaming. On the gate. She's like, Mr. Tomlinson, you let my daughter in there. Yeah. She's going to be one of your friends. I
won't be treated like this anymore. I come from money now. You can't pay me off. Like,
anymore.
Anymore. So there's obviously some history between mom and these families, too, which we find out in a little bit.
Yeah.
But like mom's going nuts, and Virginia comes out and is like, listen,
we gotta go.
Like, enough's enough. I don't care about them. Can we please just go?
Yeah.
That's probably when the accident happens, right? Is on the way back.
On the way back, yes.
So that's why her birthday is so traumatic. So she jumps up from this flashback, running full speed
into the woods. Just kidding. That's what you thought, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Full speed run.
Full speed run.
She's going for the woods.
She stops at the door. She looks at the woods. She thinks about it. She turns around and grabs a fire poker and kills Dr. David.
For no reason?
No reason.
Literally the only person on your side.
It is terrible.
And you can marry him and never have to work again.
I know.
But whatever. So nobody's ever thinking ahead.
Nope. Dad ends up coming home. It's nighttime now.
Yes.
Dad's like, Valerie or whatever her name is, and he's like looking for her. He sees blood everywhere.
Yes, her bedroom is a literal crime scene.
He runs outside, and in the graveyard stands Maggie or what, one of the girls.
Is it?
She's alive and she's holding flowers and she's just dead face.
Oh, yeah. It's the girl with the short hair. And she looks terrified.
But she's holding a gift.
Not saying anything. Yeah, she's holding a gift and it's raining.
Yes.
It's raining.
Kind of like the flashback. But dad runs past her.
Okay. Can we just briefly touch on how many times dad clears the trees,
oh,
runs,
my God. I was
and then
laughing.
Is not any closer to the house.
I was laughing so hard because they keep showing the cabin and they show him clear the trees, but they keep showing the same view.
Same distance. He's not getting any closer.
It's like 10 minutes of that.
I was like, this is like a nightmare
that I've had.
So stressful.
No, you're 100% correct.
So he gets to the house. He opens the door.
Yeah.
It's dark in there.
Dark.
But there's clearly a party set at the table.
Yeah,
there are clearly people sitting in these chairs.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Before he gets there.
Dr. David. He finds him dead.
He finds Dr. David dead next to the open grave of his
wife. Mother. Yep.
Yeah, his wife.
His wife mother.
So then he's inside. Lights are off. He walks in. And he touches a chair, and spinning around in that chair is the corpse of his dead wife, who looks incredible.
She is so good.
It's such a good, juicy corpse. Oh, it's so good. And he does not react enough.
Nope.
He's just like, whoa, there you are.
I missed you, babe.
Wasn't expecting to see you here. Got home a little late.
And then suddenly you just hear, happy birthday to me. Here comes Valerie acting like a fucking psycho singing birthday to herself.
Yeah, and this is why we don't trust people who celebrate their own birthday.
Right.
Yeah, so she's bringing out her own
Your friends cake. Organize it for you or you don't have one
or
that
you
year.
Did not get older.
Right.
Yes. So she brings out the cake, sings to herself, puts it on the table.
All the dead friends are there. Everyone in the top 10 who's dead is there.
Now all of a sudden we can see them.
Yes.
Her four candles have illuminated the entire cabin.
Yep.
And dad is slowly taking it all in and very scared.
Yes, he's
frightened.
And
she says, Daddy, you kept your promise and you came home for my birthday. Thank you so very much.
Do you want the first piece of cake, Daddy? I also hate that she calls him Daddy all
the
time.
She calls him Daddy.
You're too old, babe.
And in her, did you ever call your dad Daddy?
Never.
I feel like maybe until I was like four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my memory, it was always dad.
Yay, Jim.
Yeah.
Jimbo. Hey, buddy.
I don't even think I used mommy either. Like, I think it was mom and dad.
I never mommied.
No,
it was
just mom and dad.
I might have said daddy when I was like an actual toddler, but yeah.
And I'm also Italian, so it was ma. You know what I mean? There wasn't even an M at the end of that.
Yeah.
So,
I dislike it actively.
Yeah.
Adult girls calling their dads daddy, we know where this ends up. And it's a dryer.
It's gross.
But so... She says that to him. She's like, do you want a small piece or a big piece?
Yeah, which is a dad question. I ask my dad that all. Like, every
time.
Yeah,
but you don't.
It's always a big piece.
Sexy.
No, I don't say it sexy. I'll just be like, Dad, do you want a big piece or a small piece? It's always a big piece.
It's why?
Just assume the big piece.
Just assume a big piece. Do you want a pop? Do you want a daddy size piece or a mommy size piece? So, and he's just like, yeah, I'm not really in the mood for cake.
Yeah, like cake.
There's a bunch of corpses at this table.
She's cutting this cake with a sword.
Yeah.
This is not a cake cutter. This is a sword.
But you want to make sure you get through the whole cake.
Right.
Good luck. It's good luck. So she does the first cut, and then she just gets him.
She just slits his throat right there.
She gets him right there.
Slits
she
his
just
throat.
She bops it off his throat.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
It was
just
a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like if you
like you're doing a singing bowl.
If you hit a bow across the top of a stringed instrument,
yes.
It just bounced off like that, except it severed all of his vocal cords.
All of them are gone.
Very cool.
And then suddenly we hear someone waking up at the table.
What?
What's that?
Another dead but not dead situation.
It's Virginia.
So now I'm fucking
confused. Now I'm fucking confused, right? We've got Virginia who just killed her dad standing there in front of the cake. Now we got Virginia waking up at the table.
I'm sorry, what?
Virginia, we'll say good Virginia, walks up to bad Virginia.
Okay.
And is like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, oh, you thought you could get away with all of this, didn't you?
She's like, what?
You and your slut whore drunk mom fucking, like something. She alludes to the fact that she, evil sister,
yes,
is good Valerie's sister.
Yes. So what we find out is she starts pulling her face off.
Okay, this is hilarious because it literally goes from like Valerie to like ripping a little bit of latex off, and it is
and Anne. Now it's Anne.
It's Anne.
It's Anne. And Anne says essentially that Virginia's mother was a drunken whore who slept with Anne's father, producing Anne, making them sisters.
Yep.
But Anne's dad and mom raised her, which is why they were keeping her at arm's length, which is why they got money.
Yeah.
Because they were keeping it quiet. So they're fucking sisters. And she's like, you're not going to ruin my family name. So I'll ruin your family name?
What? Makes no sense.
What?
This twist ending is fucking ridiculous.
Dude, 150. 150 it took us to get here.
2-hour movie, and it's all because this girl's mom fucked this girl's dad.
And then they paid her to keep the baby and raise it. Like, it seems pretty chill, guys. And also, her mom dying was her mom's fault.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense.
Makes no sense, you guys.
They kill each other? I don't even end. Remember.
I literally don't know either.
Yeah, that is just it.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that the good Valerie ends up killing Anne.
I have Anne, mask, stab, cop.
Yeah. So, yes, exactly. So, good Valerie kills bad Anne, right?
Okay.
Anne drops to the floor right when a cop comes in. So, now Valerie is going to be pinned for all of the murders, even though she had nothing to do with it.
The end.
The end.
Ooh, guys. Okay, so the kills are really creative. Kills are great. Most of the makeup is super good.
Yeah.
Way too many cast members, way too similar looking cast members. Yep. It feels like maybe there were a couple different storylines they were riding with, and then they just never cleaned them up.
Yep.
It got real fucking confusing, and your girls is not that smart. So I think we did the best we could.
We did the best we could.
We had a good time. Thank you for your review.
Yeah, thank you for your review.
If we owe you a movie, message us, and we'll let you know if it's a possibility.
So that leads me into another little shout out. I know we did Timothy Harshman earlier.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out Twin Sunset again.
Uh-oh.
Follow Twin Sunset. So Twin Sunset doesn't have an Apple phone, so he can't leave a review.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you do 90% of our Instagram content.
It's true. Like, it's really
just
true.
Pick a movie. So we're going to allow him to pick two at a certain point here. He's given us a few different options. There is an extremely violent alien movie that came out in 2014, so it's a bit newer, called Extraterrestrial, that he recommends.
Okay.
He sold me on it.
You but love space. We're just there.
I know, and they're not good aliens in any stretch of the imagination, so that sounds pretty terrifying.
Okay.
And then he sent another one called, like, Mutants, I believe.
Okay, I know Mutants.
Most of them are pay, though, but I feel like because we owe him. And then the other one is Rob Zombie's 31.
He hates you. That is a personal affront to you. That is a personal fuck you to you specifically.
But you know it's going to be
I pick
so
it.
Good.
We're doing it.
We're doing,
we're
so
doing
we'll pick the other one, yes, between the ones that he sent. Whichever one is fine with me. There were a couple. Well, I'll send you the list that he sent. And we'll just find one that's either streaming or under an hour, okay, and 30. And we'll just go with that one.
Okay. And then one last shout out.
Yes.
Our friends over at Say You Love Satan podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They have decided to call it quits over there. They've been doing it for years and years and years, and they have put out a million hours of episodes. So just wanted to send our love.
Yeah.
Wish them all the best.
Absolutely.
Wish them all a well-deserved break. That content, as far as I know, will still be available to listen to, yeah, all the old episodes. So enjoy it. Tell your friends about stuff, because doing this work for free gets exhausting
it
sometimes
does.
And people got to step away. So support the things you love. Tell people you love the stuff they're putting out. And yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys. We'll see you over at Queens of Reality TV.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Stay nasty.